Welcome to the DNFG podcast, brought to you by Minecraft, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Saunders Family Dog Adoption Center, Mountain Dew Hard Seltzers, your local Casey's, and Hannah's in the Old City.
Everything Lydia love when it's hot. Turn up the city, I broke off the match. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot.
I created history and made me a lot. Each other did me
and let's send it down to our host, Davis Hatmaker, Crimpy Hunt, Andy Brock, and your commissioner, Caleb Griffin.
Well, Bob's already ruined history for the week.
Where is it from?
It is pickle beer. The only thing that was left, right?
Nah, we're just giving it to him this week. It's from Highwire.
Oh wait, hold on.
Because we didn't release a podcast last week. This is bad.
Hold on.
This is more of a punishment.
Alright, try talking now.
Check.
Okay. Wow, was that all just like bullshit?
No, it was still picking up stuff. It just was not in the right setting.
Okay.
Alright, now we're ready.
Alright, cool. Alright, yeah, pickle beer from Highwire.
Pickle beer is gross.
What's up, roommates?
How's it going, everybody? What week is this now? Five?
We skipped last week.
Yeah, I dropped the ball last week. That's my bad.
I never put it together.
No.
Okay.
I was busy, and by busy, I just didn't do it. I guess I just didn't get to it. So I'm just gonna send it to Bob right after we're done tonight. So you're gonna hear it tonight if you want to, on this lovely Tuesday. So yeah, that's my bad. It won't ever happen again. TP will make sure of it and his 4-0 team. But yeah, week five, good week last week. Thoughts around the room. How's everyone doing?
Bad. Oh, why are you feeling so bad?
My team sucks.
Well, what happened? Did you lose?
I lost.
What? Who did you lose to?
I lost to Davis Hatmaker.
To who?
The greatest coach of all time.
Oh, shucks.
Couldn't have been.
Honestly, I'm not feeling that great, though. never satisfied.
Never satisfied. Still, job's not finished.
Job's not done.
Bob, you got to be feeling good. The rebranding resulted in a...
Rebranded.
Yeah.
Now we're Dark Brandon.
Yeah.
And we're 1-0 as Dark Brandon.
Do you feel good after all the lovely trade pieces I gave you last week?
I do.
Does it make you feel bad that, like, I'm a huge part of that win?
No. Makes you feel even better. You're in my division. You helped me win a game.
It's
true. You fell for my trap.
I had to get you back up to speed.
Yeah.
You're falling behind.
That's true.
Falling behind. Yeah, I was getting nervous for you.
You did it against one of our opponents, our division opponents.
Yeah, I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I had to help Bob out a little bit. He was lagging behind. He had to make some of our games a little bit more competitive in this house. So congrats to Bob. He got the win. I improved to 4-0. JC takes the loss in the house, unfortunately, because he went up against Dave. We'll go through all of the all the matchups from the week. We'll look at all the divisions because the divisions look dumb right now.
They do.
Every division looks really dumb. Do we want to talk about me and Niece's trade real quick? Me and Niece made a trade. Do we think it's the first trade Niece has made? And like, can we think of another trade that Niece has made before? I can't.
No, he makes trades. Yeah.
When was the last one though? I don't know.
Like
1980. I feel like he made a big trade last year.
Maybe.
You know, it's just a lot of stuff runs together.
Niece is old school.
Smoke weed every now and then. I don't remember everything.
Mellow.
What the fuck? This is not a tool.
Where'd that come from?
Mellow from my room. Mellow just came in with a massive thing of yarn in her mouth. She
big old sheath
is now
of yarn.
Really pissed at JC because she thinks it's a toy.
It does look like a toy. To be
it
fair,
it is huge.
It does look like a toy.
It does. I'm surprised it wasn't. in worse shape when she walked in here with it.
Yeah, me too.
She's very nice.
She's always acting up.
Very nice with it. Yeah, last week during the pod recording, Mello went crazy, so you missed a lot of antics.
Oh, yeah. You're honestly probably thankful.
It was probably like 10 minutes of us trying to figure out what Mello was doing, that was a lot of excess time. But me and Nisa's trade, I gave away Lamar Jackson. I got a lot of pieces. I'm feeling sad about losing Lamar. I think he's going to find a really nice home, though, wherever bye week is located on the map. I think they're going to be a good pairing. Nisa said his fan base needed a really big player. They just needed someone. Yeah. And I think Lamar's going to be that guy.
Yep. Yeah,
Lamar is that guy.
I'm thankful I've already played Nice this week.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
I don't want to have to play Lamar.
I don't either. So I'm sad to see Lamar go.
How many people are going
to? But it went to a guy who had a lot of energy for him. He came out hot saying, "I want this guy by the end of tonight," and he sure got him.
Did you play the first 2 weeks when he had 50 and 40?
Yeah, to the guys that I played, who he put up a combined 90 points. That would be John and Sue. I'm really sorry.
Are they going to have to play
if you have to play him again. I don't know.
Like John already has.
We can go look at Nisa's schedule right now and see what he's. Yeah, because Sue and John received an absolute beatdown from Lamar Jackson. Nisa is scheduled to play John week 10 and Sue week 11. So back to back in the same fashion that I went. I went from John to Sue. They're going to get the same treatment later in the season. So congratulations, Nisa, on winning the sweepstakes for Lamar. He will be missed. Also, let's not forget Albert O and Greg Dortch and Michael Carter also went to Nice's team.
Dortch.
And those
Greg Dortch.
Those were vital role players to a winning culture, I will say. Dortch got two starts. Albert O got one start. They're just good team leaders in the locker room. I hope they don't get dropped. and if they do, I'll pick them right back up like I did with Mark and Albert O. Also, Bob, do you want to address your shirt you're wearing?
Well, I got this nice shirt that was sent by a fan.
All right, Bill Simmons.
that I got arrived today that says, "The man, the myth, the commissioner."
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark.
Shout out, Mark.
We'll
hopefully hear from Mark later on.
Shout out the fan, Mark.
Yeah, hopefully we'll hear from Mark later on. We had him on last week.
We're getting fan mail.
But again, I failed to get the podcast on, so... We'll have Mark on again, hear about his day. We'll talk about anything but fantasy with Mark. But yeah, nice shirt for the commissioner. Do you have like a commissioner update? I feel like we're what now, like a quarter into the regular season officially. Yeah, we're a quarter into the season now.
This season is too confusing to keep up with.
Really?
I mean, what update am I gonna have? Oh, some of y'all's divisions suck and some are good.
What? Well, you're like right in the middle of yours, though.
I know. But the league's just been all over the place. All
right. So your statement is, this is crazy.
Yeah.
There's
anarchy in the league right now.
All right. I like that. That's a good statement because it has been crazy. Let's talk about some matchups.
Hurricane Ian touchdown in our league.
Whoa now.
Some people are 0-1 since Ian. Maybe they were the ones affected.
Don't say
maybe
that.
Guys. Finding a new place to practice, you know, your rhythm's off.
Yeah. True. It didn't seem to affect the deep throws.
Busy filing a bunch of insurance claims. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Maybe don't even have power.
Yeah.
They didn't move Tampa's game, like you said.
I know. I didn't hear. That's kind of was like. Did they play in Tampa?
Yeah.
I didn't even really realize that. I just kind of did it. All right. Matchups from last week. We'll start with mine, me and Nice. I feel like this was a moment like in a movie or something, like where the two coaches come together during like a joint practice and just say, let's just trade our entire team together. I don't know if that's ever happened in a movie, but it feels like me and Nice were just sitting in the press box during our game, just really... deliberating over our teams, just chatting it up, and then just selling everyone at the end of it just because we got a good scout of the other team. I thought I liked Kirk Cousins and his his London performance, so I said, give him to me, Nice. And so I got him. Had to beat down those guys before I got him. A good win again for TP. Not my finest of games all around, but Greg Joseph won the game ball, and we're 4-0, so can't complain.
I will say... Lamar Jackson as bad as he played, did outscore Kirk Cousins by 0.7.
Yeah, that's the thing. Lamar's worst day is probably going to be better than Kirk's normal day.
It's not points, even 0.7. It's point, yeah.
You're all...
0.68.
What?
Oh, point now. Never mind.
0.08.
Wait.
No, 0.14.
Yeah, 0.14.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a 92-06. Yeah. So Lamar and Kirk, very even. That's just the competitiveness in Kirk to play up to Lamar Jackson's ability. So they're pretty even in my eyes in that trade.
Yeah, okay.
They're pretty even. I'm 4-0. Greg Dortch, he didn't do great in my flex.
I need a scouting report from Kirk because Aaron's going across the pond this week.
True, yeah. Well, Kirk told me he...
And Greg Joseph, mainly, because Graham Gano is...
Yep. Yeah, no, Kirk said he had a great time at Tottenham's field. But he said Aaron is not going to do good. His Aaron's skill set just
Aaron
doesn't match.
Jones, I agree.
No.
Pretty good.
All right. any thoughts from that matchup? Any thoughts?
How do you feel about Deontay?
Deontay's on my bench. He's nothing more than a bench player to me now. I don't even need him. He served a purpose. And that was to be a decoy for Kenny Pickett to run in 2 touchdowns. So, we'll see how that goes.
Do you think any kicker will score more than Greg Joseph did this year?
No. I think Greg Joseph is on a blossoming route to becoming kicker one. 5 field goals in London is hard to beat.
Do you think any kicker will have more than 18 points?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
they'll be a 20-point kicker.
I'm sure. Greg Joseph is literally either, like, he's either going to get you 15 points or he's going to get you 1 point. There's no in-between. So sometimes you just got to ride the wave with Greg. And it was a good wave. He showed out in London. I'm telling you, there's something about those London games.
Those kickers.
With kickers. Those kickers in London games. So if you've got them this week, if you got Mason Crosby, you might be on the waivers. Go ahead and add him.
You don't have Graham Gano.
Nope. Graham Gano's with
Bob.
He's
gone dark.
He's dark now. Another big matchup from last week was the Dallas Deep Throats and Marvin Monsters.
Absolutely.
In what was a beatdown.
Yeah.
It was almost 100 points. Like
1 point away from being... It was a 99-point difference.
Yep. Yep. It was an absolute beatdown. Dan with the highest point total of the year. Connor now
this
with
is
the...
your player's names with his pictures.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Connor with the lowest point total of the year. So this is the second time that's happened. Week one, John had the highest point total up to this point, and Hud had the lowest. No, I think never mind. Sorry, Monsters. Jeff actually did worse than you. So it was the second season low, but it was an absolute beatdown from Dan's Deep Throats.
Deep Throat.
He deep throated the Monsters.
Yes. Are we scared? Are we officially scared of Dan? That was a pretty intimidating performance.
Yeah, I think...
He's finally getting the respect now, too.
Yeah, I think I'm scared.
I'm scared of his receivers.
Yeah, receivers were crazy. A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, D.K. Metcalf, and Odell. He still has Odell on his bench. I feel like there's something to that's willing this team to the start.
Yeah, Dan's got some insider info.
And he's got Gronk still in 2 open spots. Or no, 1 open spot. He didn't even need another player on his team. He just didn't want it.
He's a freak.
It's unreal what he's doing with with very little depth in terms of the fact that he has 2 free agents. But
and we all picked
Connor.
Yeah, I know. We keep doubting the Deep Throats. The power rankings kept doubting the Deep Throats. But Dan has kept to himself. He said, trust the process. Job's not finished. He said Tom's not going anywhere, divorce or not. Divorce has now been what, finalized? Or
they hired lawyers today.
It's
getting there. So man, I feel like Tom is maybe just getting started.
Dark Tom.
A very exciting
Dark
time.
Tom.
So we're scared of the Deep Throats. Are we worried for the Monsters now? 2-game losing streak.
A little bit.
He's kind of banged up.
He is banged up. I'm not worried about his team. I'm worried about his injuries.
Okay.
His
Which injury in specific are you most worried in?
Jonathan Taylor.
He didn't do good though before the injury.
Yeah, but still.
Still.
That can only mean he'll do worse after the injury.
True. You're right.
He'll do better.
and he doesn't have the backup, Nyheim Hines.
I know, that's why I'm not too worried about Montgomery for him, because he has Herbert.
True.
Yeah, that's...
It's a good call.
He also has
Herbert's been really good,
who I think is a little banged up, and Treylon Burks, who is also banged up.
Yeah. Treylon Burks got carted off for turf toe. Tough.
DK Metcalf got carted off because he had a good dome.
True. Wow. Yeah, two receivers this matchup got carted off, so good for them.
For two minute reasons.
Yes, two very different reasons. Next matchup, the dark Brandon versus Baby Bed Disappointment. The rebranding was in full effect, 146-93. Bob, you're now 2-2. Baby falls to 0-4. How did it feel to absolutely destroy an in-division opponent? And I will say, though, you were being a bit greedy with your points.
I wasn't being greedy. I was being happy for my players. And it feels good. Now I'm back to 500, looking to get above 500 this week. Big week from the players who traded me.
Yep.
Miles Sanders and Mike Evans combined for almost 60 points.
Yeah, that's huge.
Would have lost the game without you.
I know. I just handed you a nice win on a platter.
Dark Brandon.
Let's go.
Dark Brandon looked very dark. Are you worried, though, that you used all your points up in 1 week?
No, because I made a trade again, so I got new points okay. coming in.
You got to have a constant flow of points coming in and out.
You're right. Don't you may be right. Sock. Poor baby, he's now 0-4, and he's lost Javonte Williams.
That's tough.
Who was his, I guess, RB1. Najee Harris also could be considered his RB1. But yeah, very tough for baby. Doesn't have Melvin Gordon as the backup, but he does have Nyheim Hines if Jonathan Taylor does miss time, so that could help plug him in. But baby's got to be win-now mode for the rest of the season. Our next matchup was Bitch Boys HUD and Court Fucker Ryan. And how about Ryan? A really big week.
Yeah.
He gets his first win, and it no help to Trevor Lawrence, who had 5 points as his quarterback, but he still scored 133.
I mean, Debo, Monday night.
Yep.
Huge.
His Monday night guy, his defense as well. He combined for, like, 46 points on Monday night between Debo and his defense.
Yeah.
And his kicker, Brett Maher, got 16. So Ryan really... use some defense and special teams in this one.
Shout out Crimby. He got this one right last week.
I did.
Nice. Was he the only one?
He was the only one.
Mm.
All of us backed HUD.
Man.
Ryan went and doubled his score.
Matt Stafford flopped.
This week it's fuck grandma.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right. Just out of principle?
I'll play him.
Oh, okay.
Then
that makes... I thought you were just saying that because you didn't want to pick him again.
Talk that wet shit.
Nope.
Bob.
All right.
Talking shit.
I like that energy. I might be with you. Is Ryan back, or are we going to say Ryan is going to get in a groove now?
Is Ryan back?
Is he back?
Is J.K. Dobbins back?
Let me see it twice.
Dobbins got 20 points.
I did
Could be
enjoy
back.
Watching Debo last night.
Yep.
Let me see the Corbs fuck around 2 weeks in a row, and then I'll say
is Kenny
back.
Pickett now quarterback one? Like Mike Tomlin, he has to make a decision this week. Mike Tomlin already said it's going to be Kenny Pickett.
I don't think so. Trevor Lawrence was playing in that rain game.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
It was monsooning on our field.
Is,
there was
is
some
it
soon,
up,
some
it is
sooning.
Up to court.
Yeah, well, yeah. I expect an announcement from Ryan who he goes with. I need
yeah.
to direct.
Yeah, we'll need.
Trevor
we'll
Lawrence
need
been
a text.
Benched.
when will Isaiah Pacheco be back in the lineup?
Good question. That's a great question.
we'll have to see.
One of the bigger matchups in terms of importance for division and playoff seeding. It was a matchup between the 3 and 6 seed last week.
High flying matchup.
Yes, it was probably the most intense matchup of the week. The Fort Worth Whiskey Wieners, 137 over the Super Stinkers, 120. This one was a battle. TJ Hockenson somehow had the best week of fantasy any tight end has probably seen in the history of this league.
Nope. Darren Waller gave me 40 points 1 week. Year one.
There you go.
All right.
Very close to the best tight end performance.
Out of the blue.
But John was too much as Josh Jacobs had a legacy game, and that might have been the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought, like...
Who would have thought Josh Jacobs would put up 33?
Well, these were, like...
Not
the,
me.
No, not me.
144 yards?
Although,
nope.
We did pick them. We did pick John, so...
True.
We must have thought something.
I don't know what I literally picked John just because I like Chris Olave, and I still want John to trade him to me. So maybe I'll keep picking John until I get Chris Olave, but... But who would have thought those two like players were like the top highest scoring players of the week, and they unfortunately went against each other.
Steven has scored 117 points and 120 points in losses this year.
That's tough for them.
Wow. So that's tough. Just
that's bad luck for
that's
the
just
team.
Bad fantasy defense from Steven. He's got
bad coaching, honestly. Yeah, that's what I say.
His players are letting up too much points.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. He's not
no
talking
discipline.
He's not talking enough trash to his opponent every week
the
or
super
something.
Stinkers every Saturday night are going out to strip clubs. They're not disciplined.
Not even worried. Yeah, there's locker room issues in there.
Locker room issues.
Kareem Hunt demanding trades. All kinds of stuff happening.
Oh,
yeah, you never want to rely on Matt Gay on Monday night to get you 26 points, which he was on a good pace. He got three field goals. He was the only point scorer for the Rams, so good for Steven.
Two good teams.
That was just a classic battle there. I'm going to have my A game on to face the Stinkers this week. Ol' Windy gets his first win. Shout out to Sue. His boys were earning
first
it.
First time over 100.
Yeah. That's yep. Sue. He got 104, and he went up against a Knoxville Cock and Balls who dropped the season low, 59.2 points. His quarterback, Tua, unfortunately was removed from the game on Thursday. Probably shouldn't have played to begin with.
But
I don't know if you should be laughing at
Ol'
that.
Windy played Alvin Kamara, who didn't play.
True. Yeah. No, Sue, unfortunately, like probably I would have done, didn't play out or played Alvin when he was ruled out in the wee hours of Sunday morning. But it didn't matter because Damian Harris is a workhorse who seems to score every single game he plays in.
He does.
And Jared Goff is that guy. He's that
he
guy.
He is that guy.
This is my favorite thing that I get to do, and I'm going to be extra rude about it because I play Jeff this week. Sue played Kamara, who didn't even play, and he still outscored Jeff's defense.
True. Yeah, Tampa Bay defense is good, but also you probably should never play a defense against the Chiefs.
Don't play a defense against
you. You can't do that.
Tough decision.
No. Can't do it. But the thing is, his backup defense had 0 points, which would have been better, though.
Would
like,
have been better.
Would have been better. So at the end of the day, though, that point 60. Didn't really help.
No, it didn't.
The cock and balls.
It
held him under 60.
It's nice to kind of throw a little dig.
Yeah, it is a nice
little
dig.
Jab.
It wasn't the worst defense someone played this week.
The reason I didn't pick Jeff is continuing.
-8 points.
Yeah, Mark's defense. We'll get to that.
Sue benefiting from his trade with me, finally got a decent tight end performance with Tonyan.
Yeah, Tonyan caught a touchdown.
Got a touchdown.
Yep.
That's what you want from Tonyan.
Yep.
That's the Dark Brandon Ol' Windy connection.
When will Jeff learn to just not play Chase Claypool? I don't know.
Never.
Probably this week, I think.
Hopefully this week.
He doesn't have him in his lineup right now.
Chase Claypool isn't good.
Hunter Renfro.
Oh yeah, he's got Hunter.
Well,
only one
Renfro
player on Jeff's bench.
Concussion protocol.
That scored points.
Yeah.
So that's.
I think Jeff's about to play Brian Robinson against me.
He's got a new quarterback.
He should just play some Gus Edwards.
There's a new quarterback in
go ahead
town
and,
for Jeff.
I think Gus Edwards is.
Go ahead and play Gus Edwards. Tough week for the Cock and Balls. Both these teams now 1-3. Congrats to Ol' Windy. Now to y'all's matchup. If you want to dissect that. Don Crimpy falls to 1-3. Dixie Normus is 3-1. 105-87. What are y'all thinking?
I'm thinking Travis Etienne sucks.
Yeah.
But I have no choice. I'll probably play him every week. Mark Andrews laid a dud, which I'm fine with. He's good. He partied a little bit too hard after a good couple weeks. I'm fine with that. Let the boys have fun. That's what we're here for.
True.
Josh Palmer sucked. Should have played Taysom Hill, even though it's not an option, but I actually should have gone with the Donovan Peoples-Jones over him, which was my waiver wire pickup. Dalvin Cook also sucks this year. Juju sucks. My defense, very subpar.
Jamal Williams, though. Good.
Jamal Williams. Oh, I have nothing but the highest of praise for Jamal Williams. I knew he was going to step up big in this game, and he was the only person who stepped up in this game. Kyler did fine. I'm okay with it. It was like he had 0.1 points at halftime. And
Kyler's literally been nothing more, nothing less than fine this year.
Yeah, he's just fine, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, fine.
But Mark, you better not be going to any strip clubs this week.
Yeah, Mark needs to dial in. Dave, your team, what would you like?
I don't know. My team's sus. That's my team's super sus right now. Like,
in what way?
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about them. Not, like, no one has been super consistent yet. except for Christian Kirk, but a down week because they had a little bit of rain. A little bit of rain in Philly. It's not always sunny. I don't know. I just, Melo is like having a conniption at the moment. My team's a little sus. I think this is a great opportunity for me to say, hey, Melo, off. All right, you're cute. It's a great opportunity for me to say, if you want Geno Smith quarterback 9, come get him.
32 points.
He told me today that he wants to be traded. He wants to go to TP, but TP doesn't reciprocate.
Hey, look, I just check your phone. I'm interested.
He's interested in Geno Smith.
I might be interested.
Well, hey, just send a little text my way. Little Geno. Little sexy Geno.
Send a little offer at some point this week. Big win for Dave again. He is in charge of that division at the moment. Other 4-0 team alongside of myself is Team Starkville Hunt and Matt Hunt. A program-defining win over at the what was a Sia Matt Mark Gosney team, 136-89.
We all picked, by the way.
We all doubted Matt again. I don't know why I keep doing it.
I think I'm gonna do it again.
I will. Sure, I'm gonna do it again. Maybe.
Russ finally had a good game.
So take that back, but
everyone had a good game for Matt. Stephon Diggs was his second lowest scorer, and that's when you know you're playing pretty good.
Yeah.
Damian Pierce has arrived.
Yeah, he has.
Goss had a great day from Austin Eckler. It's just unfortunately Cordero got hurt. He did score a touchdown, which is good. Amari Cooper.
The return of Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari Cooper finally got back to normal Lions Browns defense. Ways. And then his defense. His defense having -8 was huge.
I'm pretty sure I had a defense that had -10 last year.
And who would have thought? I mean, you see the Seahawks, and you're like, all right, I'm playing this defense no matter what.
But
the Lions' defense is terrible.
We did just mention Geno Smith.
True. This is now the third time the Lions' defense have had 0 or negative points. They are the worst defense in the NFL in terms of fantasy. So maybe Mark will drop them. I don't know.
Keep playing them.
I don't know.
They'll get there.
So, big win for Matt. He's 4-0. Let's take a look at the standings just to dissect some things.
Sure.
OnlyFans East. It continues to be Dave at the top by 2 games. 3-1. And then we've got 3 guys competing at 1-3. Sue and Ryan finally got their first win. They match Nice now. Right now, it's looking like Dave is the only team that's... If the season were to end today, Dave would be the only team from this division in the playoffs.
Yeah. Corb has more points on the season than I do, though. So.
Yeah. Ryan's... he had a good week this week, so that helped him out a bunch.
I haven't really had a good week yet.
I haven't had a good week either.
We keep moving.
Keep moving forward.
That's all I can really say. We move forward. Job's not done.
OnlyFans West, I'm still mad because I'm not on top of my division at 4-0. Matthew Hunt is clearing away the best team in this league with 485 points, which leads the league. Most points scored. He's undefeated, so he deserves to be the top spot. I will continue to be below him for who knows how much longer, but I'm there.
1 week is all you need.
Brandons have snuck into the playoffs as the 8th seed. So the OnlyFans West right now are looking like a pretty good division. Unfortunately for Baby, he is in a tough division at 0-4.
Only 0-4 team.
He's got an 8% playoff chance.
He is the only winless team at this point. Only winless team after a really successful year he had last year. Tough start, but season's not done. He's got plenty of time. It's still early. TikTok East. The Monsters and HUD tied at the top of this division. Who would have thought? This is another very interesting division here because the Monsters aren't playing their best football. No one in this division won this past week.
Tough week for our division.
We all thought HUD was a shoe-in for the Lemonade Bowl, but now, he has a chance to win this division.
HUD is second in our division. He does have the least amount of points in our division.
Yeah.
Fortunately for you guys, you're only a game back.
That's such a good news for JC and Jeff.
They're 1-3.
Yeah, they're 1-3, but they can be right back in the hunt with a good week this week, so... Got to be encouraging for the two champions at the bottom of this division.
Yeah. There's no one I'd rather be next to at the bottom of the division than the other champion.
Fair enough. Y'all riding down there together. TikTok West continues to be the best, probably best division, just overall in fantasy. John and Dan, two guys who live in Texas, are top of the division.
They play this week.
And they play this week. So, man, what a matchup that's going to be. We'll preview that one. Whiskey Wieners on top, though, with the most points over the Deep Throats, but the Deep Throats are charging. Those two teams look great. The Stinkers, tough loss to John, a very competitive loss, and Mark also a competitive loss. So those two teams obviously still in the hunt. Could we see four teams from the TikTok West make the playoffs?
Possibly. I'm going to say no, but look really good right now. Man,
Yeah, Gaz is the only team right now currently not projected to make the playoffs as the 9 seed just because he has less points than Bob. So... It could happen. Like it definitely could happen. It would be sad for one of those teams right now to have to miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they're just gonna have a hard schedule because they got to play everyone in that division and compete with everyone in that division. But I think most people have to play everyone in that division as well. So
yeah,
it'll even out. Do you want to read our pick
against their division?
You are 0-2.
I've lost to Mark and Steven.
Wow.
Nice. So I'll go over our picks from the last couple weeks. I'll just make it really quick, though, to kind of condense the time. The past couple weeks, you know, it's not looked too good for JC or Bob. They struggled in week 3 with their picks. And then last week in week 4, JC went 3-4 and Bob went 2-5. On the season, Bob is under 500, 13-15, picking our games in our fantasy league. So that should tell you a little something about our commissioner.
It's been a Hurricane Ian of a year.
Oh, yeah. That's a big comment.
Two Hurricane Ian comments in this pod.
Double.
He's doubling down.
And then Crimpy is exactly 500. Woo! He's 14-14 on the season. Meanwhile, Andy and I have separated ourselves a little bit. However, Andy is separating himself from me. He went 4-3 this week, as did I. But he is 19-9 on the season. One win away from 20. Also, the only person with single-digit losses.
Yep.
And then I am 17-11, trying to catch him.
I'll catch him.
Andy, still anyone's ballgame?
Still anyone's ballgame. We're only a quarter of the way into the season. I guess we'll do postseason games, too. A lot of games.
That's what I like to hear.
The board looks daunting this week, I'm not going to lie. The board looks daunting.
Yeah, it does.
There's some pretty crazy games out there. Yeah. This might be the slate that we've been waiting for. Really competitive. So we'll start with mine as we always do.
Yep.
It's myself at 4-0 versus the Super Stinkers at 2-2. Stinkers coming off a really tough loss to John, but he is the projected favorite in this matchup, 110-108. Obviously, the fantasy app doesn't have the faith in Kirk Cousins like I do, but that's fine. We like being the underdogs. I've got Aaron Jones, I got Sunday night T, Thursday night Mike. I'm liking the boys this week. What do y'all think?
JC?
I'm going to go with Stinky based off of one thing and one thing only. I think that Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins in real life. That is what I looked at first. And me and Bob had a little bit of a debate, as me and Bob tend to do a lot, about who's better between Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins. And I got to stick by my Derek Carr. If I win the league this year, I might buy a Derek Carr jersey. That's how I feel about Derek.
Oh, wow.
When he wins the Super Bowl, I'll be happy. So I'm going Derek over Kirk, which puts me Stink over TP. Another reason for that is you gotta lose at some point.
You're right. I'm expecting it. I don't want it to happen.
I don't know if it's gonna be
it's gonna be sad when it does happen.
It'll be a good game. I mean, it'll be tough for Stink to put up he's probably gonna score 118 points this week, and if he loses, that'll just
that could be a dagger for him.
He's gotta lose at some point, but he's not losing this week. I'm picking Andy.
Let's go. I will say I am nervous about Monday night Derek Carr and Davante Adams. That sounds like a nightmare.
I was going to say, I'm going to go with Steven because I think Derek Carr and Davante
Let's go Chiefs.
Beat you on Monday,
night, that's going to be tough
But the Raiders are 1-3, and they're playing the Chiefs. So, well, that means they're probably going to be passing
them. And Aaron Jones is going to have 0 points because Aaron Rodgers is going to have every point in that game.
know. I like Aaron Jones in London.
That's right. London Aaron Jones. He's going to go crazy.
Kyle Pitts against Tampa Bay might have 0 points.
Probably. Well, what if I start George Kittle?
How many points does
left
he have?
Left tackle George Kittle?
Yeah. Left tackles score touchdowns sometimes.
They do sometimes.
It's true. We're going with Stinky.
All right. Fair enough. Next game, we've got Corb Fucker fresh off the win. Versus Marvin's Monsters, who have L2'd in the last 2 weeks.
Why is Jonathan Taylor projected points still?
Because he might play. But it is a short week, so I really don't know if he will. So, yeah, a lot riding on if Jonathan Taylor is going to play. With Jonathan Taylor projected to play, Connor's the favorite. But without, I bet Ryan will be the favorite.
Also, David Montgomery projected to play.
Yeah, but the David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert. If I was Connor, I'd be hoping David Montgomery doesn't play because I feel like Khalil Herbert's a better running back.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't think the David Montgomery injury is going to be...
Rashad
Bateman. Only thing that's tough about that injury is if it happens, like, you know, if he retweaks himself in the middle of the game, then, you know, you play the wrong guy, you get screwed. But Jonathan Taylor's definitely someone to look out for.
I'm going with... wait, who'd you pick?
I did not pick. I'm going to pick the Monsters.
Okay.
Just because I think he's going to have that bounce back week. Kind of want him to lose so I can have a shot at my division, but.
Yeah.
Unless Debo's. I don't know. I think it will be a good game, but. Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts will bounce back against the stinky Arizona team, too.
I'm going with Corb. I'm going to go Corb. I want Debo to be on my team. I support Debo. So I think a Debo flex is going to be too much to handle. I think Trevor Lawrence doesn't have 5 points against the Texans at 1 o'clock. I think Trevor Lawrence needs to be playing at 1 o'clock against the Texans every week for him to be successful. So I'm going to go with Corb. I think he goes to 2-3. I think Corb's going to get in a little bit of a groove.
I'm also going to go with Corb on this. I think... the way it's looking for Connor right now, he's got people in that I think there's a chance won't play, and I think when that comes into play, he's gonna struggle. I don't think he can't replace Jonathan Taylor with Khalil Herbert if Montgomery is also out. So for that reason, I'm going with Corb Fucker on this one.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if Mello didn't like start that, but Mello just started crying when Mello Bob finished talking. So
maybe I picked. I
don't think he liked that one. Here's the thing: I was also gonna pick the Corb Fucker, but now that I've got a Mello omen, I'm picking Zahn. Mello, what do we think? Zahn, we like Marvin's Monsters. All right, that's scratching my name out on. That I already wrote and pinned, and I'm going with the Monsters.
Dang. That was a good call. Really good call. Next matchup, Gaz's Goon Squad, frowny face emoji, facing bye week, Bennett Nice, middle finger emoji. So a battle of the only two team names in this league that have emojis with them. Nice is now the favorite in this matchup because of Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, also. What a quarterback battle. That's going to be fun. It's a revamped bye week Nice team. Gaz Goon Squad, who is 2-2, maybe mad after a loss. Both coming out of a loss. Both these teams could be angry this week.
Yeah, I kind of want to take the lead on this one. I like Nice's team so much right now. Yeah. Like, the way it looks, looking at this... Other than the Indianapolis defense on Thursday, which I don't know if Nice is going to be keen enough to take out of his lineup.
Well, Mark has the Lions defense.
Still, but like, I like Nice's lineup a ton this week. I'm picking bye week middle finger.
Bob,
This is going to be a close one, I feel like, but I'm also going to go with bye week. I think Lamar's going to have a bounce back week. Although Josh Allen could cancel him out, feel like just scoring wise.
If anybody's been canceled, like, it's you in this podcast.
Yeah. Hurricanes.
Yeah.
That's a cancelable thing now.
I think just the other parts of Ben's team may have a slight edge, so I'm going to go with, or not Bennett. Yeah, Bennett's team. I'm going to go with Bennett.
I'm going to agree because of Lamar, but also because of Greg Dortch, Michael Carter, and Albert O. Unless he drops one of them. If he keeps all three of them, then he's good. Then the leadership is going to be intact, and he might go undefeated the rest of the season. If he drops him, though, he's cursed, and he's not going to make the playoffs.
We should draw
You've dropped him multiple times.
No, I haven't.
You've been dumping him around the league.
No.
We should draw attention to the fact that Nice traded for a Jet. His strategy is just...
Well, he traded me a Jag for a Jet, so it's like, it's kind of like, he's kind of still, it's like an amoeba. Or osmosis.
Osmosis.
Yeah, like a Jag and a Jet.
Yeah, it is.
Osmosis.
Right through the cell wall.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Cellular membrane.
Gotta swipe up the Hinge messages so I can see the lineups.
All right. Anything good? Anything good?
No. I'm gonna actually pick against everybody this week and go with the Goon Squad. I think Nisa's team is really good. However, they need a little more time to mesh. Get out of here.
I think we need to read the message.
No.
Yeah,
no, we do not.
I think we need to read the message.
Maybe that's who we call at the end.
Yeah. No. A Hinge FaceTime? Can you do that? Yeah.
I just got four in a row from the same person, so that's a...
Can we read one of them? Like, what does one of them say?
One of them says,
respond on?
This is what everybody always said. Dig the glasses, by the way.
Let's go.
No. This is. I mean, she's getting blocked after this. Four messages in a row. Say what you need
to
say.
Four.
One go. But I'm going to have to pick Gaza's Goon Squad on this one because I feel like it. mainly because I don't like Raheem Mostert that much.
But he's got Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, I like Melvin Gordon. Well, no, I don't know.
He's gonna
I
fumble
do like
ball.
Melvin Gordon. He locker room problem, he will fumble.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon's got DUI.
He trashed my lobby.
He's probably gonna be drunk during the game.
He trashed my lobby.
unless, I mean, he needs a good game. I think Amari Cooper's not gonna repeat himself, and I think he'll go back to like maybe scoring like 15 points this week. So, I think Gaza's Goon Squad will slightly edge over bye week.
Easy. Did we all pick this one? Who'd you pick, Bob?
We all pick Nice,
and then you pick Mark. Okay. 0-4 baby versus 1-3 Don Crimpy lemon drops. Is this our technical worst matchup of the week? Just because it's 0-4 versus 1-3.
I think it is. Also our lowest.
It could be our lowest projected match of the week. Baby has a chance to get a win. It could be a must-win game for Baby, and it also could be a must-win game for Don Crimpy's Lemon Drop. So, what are your thoughts going head-to-head against Baby, JC?
I'm feeling pretty confident. Don't want to get too overconfident, though. I don't want to look past this week. I need to lock in. Still going to tweak around the lineup a little bit. Always playing with the idea of throwing Taysom Hill in there somewhere.
It's always tempting.
It is. But... really, I hope Keenan Allen will play and replace Donovan Peoples-Jones. That'll double. He's projected double what Donovan Peoples-Jones is right now. But I'm not going to take him out of that IR spot until I have to.
It's a good call.
So I feel confident my team this week, I think, will look good. And Travis Etienne sucks, so I'm not expecting anything, even though he's playing Houston.
Yep. You're very self-aware of your team and... the fact that you got four Hinge messages before this is going to make me go with the Don Crimpy lemon drops.
Let's go.
Bob?
Yeah. I'm also going to say that JC's going to win. I think this is going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think JC's going to dig it out.
Dig it out.
Oh, man.
I also think that, Jonathan Taylor... if he doesn't play, he's got Nyheim Hines. Not that Jonathan Taylor's been doing great.
Nyheim Hines is good, though.
But just Baby's projection
plays.
Go up. From
Yeah, for sure.
Is that now?
It's a quick turnaround, though, so that does help Baby.
This has been... Oh, man. I'm gonna pick... Oh, this is so close. I'm gonna pick JC, but I am very conflicted. quickly.
Are you trying to pick different? So like just so you can gain ground on me?
No. Well, like I wanted
to pick different last week and I went 2-5.
As crazy as it is, I think I got swayed because you guys went in front of me. Like I wanted
that's
to pick baby.
You can go first next time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I went first for Niece and Mark.
Okay. But then we can start doing that. We can start going different.
I think I'm going to pick JC, but I'm very conflicted.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's a conflicting game.
It is.
I'm going to go ahead and give this the game of the week stamp. John Fort Worth Whiskey Wiener versus Dallas Deep Throats and Dan. These two drafted together. Now they're like a combined 6-2 competing for the division. So something was brewing. It was that chicken they ate or whatever that spread they had.
Yeah, I think they had
something crazy going on in there because their teams are really good. It's practically a pick 'em. Their projections are literally almost the same. Dave, we can start with you this time.
Oh, okay. I'm picking John because he beat me already.
Yeah.
And Mahomes on Monday night is scary. Jamar Chase is definitely going to explode on Sunday night.
Mm.
And then I just think that if Amon-Ra plays, then he's a beast. Yep. And if he doesn't play, then Josh Reynolds will do fine. So... the only thing I'm kind of worried about is I don't know if I like Squan in London.
London.
Oh,
Squan.
Aaron Judge just hit 62.
Ah.
Right.
Cut away. We're doing a split screen for our pod.
Away.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you want to mimic what maybe the radio call would have been for that so everyone can?
No.
Try it. Let's just.
I got more. Hey.
Just one. Just one little.
Home run.
See ya.
All right. High drive. Deep left field. There it goes. See ya! Number 62! Aaron Judge!
Let's go.
All right.
All I was looking for is a, there it goes! Yeah. See ya!
Yeah. Well done. I'm picking John.
All right. Bob?
I'm going to pick Dan on this one. I think that Dan has an advantage with his three receivers. And I also think that Dan's going to have an advantage with his defense. The Bengals have a good defense, but they're playing Lamar. The Bills are playing Kenny Pickett in this first start, so I feel like they could have a big week. And I feel like most teams that have a defense that goes off win games, so I'm going to go with Dan.
Good stat. I'm not picking against Dan. Tom Brady, fresh off of a lawyered-up divorce against the Atlanta Falcons, where you know he's just going to be on one. It's Sunday at 1. It's just going to embarrass the Falcons. I just can't pick against that recipe. So I've been pretty poor about picking against Dan so far. He's burned me a lot. So I'm going to pick with Dan. I'm a little bit afraid of Dallas.
Close matchup here, but I'm going to have to give it to John. Mahomes is better than Brady.
We gotta like that.
All right, I just got the Aaron Judge update. I was reading that. He let off the game. All right, good for him. All right, yeah, that's a good game. We got three more to go through, and then we'll call Mark. Sue versus Matt Hunt. Ole Windy 1-3 versus undefeated 4-0. Matthew Starkville Hunt. Projection's pretty low for this one too. I don't know if that's just because, no DeAndre Swift for Matt. Algier's not really projected a ton. His defense, playing the Packers in London, weird recipe. Sue has got Goff still, so that's always a plus. JC, we'll start with you on this one.
We all know who I'm picking. I'm not picking Team Starkville Hunt. I'm picking against him. I'm going all Windy, even though I shouldn't.
Yeah. I know, I probably shouldn't either, but I'm going to keep going with Jared Goff. I keep betting against Matt Hunt just because I feel like I want him to lose at this point. I need him to lose.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ride. I can't bet against Jared Goff. Until Jared Goff's not in the lineup, I'm never going to bet against him. Ole Windy.
I'm actually going to go with Ole Windy.
Wow.
But for a different reason. Because I think Russ is going to cook like he has been all season on Thursday night. And we all know how people cook on Thursday nights. Not very well. So I think Russell Wilson and Cortland Sutton may lay some eggs. And this also may be a defensive battle here.
Alright.
A low scoring game, but I think Dangerous and Cortland Sutton are going to hurt. Dangerous. There's a lot of Broncos in this game, and the team that has more is going to lose.
That's good.
You know that old Vine where it's that guy that's on the balcony and he's got that boombox and, yeah, and then it like peers, the camera like peers over the balcony and it's those three people like, yeah, way down on the ground, they're like jumping around.
Yep.
That's Matt Hunt's got the boombox and I'm down on the ground because I'm the only one picking him this week.
That's great reference.
Thanks.
Great callback.
And I'm picking him.
All right. Matt Hunt's got one supporter. That could be interesting. Dave's matchup's next. Knoxville Cock and Balls will travel to face Dixie Normus. Jeff's lost two in a row after a big win against Stephen. Dave has won one in a row. He's 3-1 atop the division and is a 12-point favorite in this matchup. Bob, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with Dixie Normus here. Jeff's team's banged up a little bit. They're looking a little rough.
So am I. I'm banged up.
Yeah, but I'm looking at Jeff's bench, and there's two people that don't have out or questionable or IR, and one of them's a defense. So I'm going to go with Davis on this one. I just feel like he's got the better team here.
Yeah, I don't think Jeffrey's well-equipped at the moment. I do like the Zach Wilson addition. Hunter Renfro's getting passed around this league. This is now his fourth team he's been on, I think, in 3 weeks, maybe.
Such a slut.
Fourth team in 3 weeks? Is that how it is? Is that what it is? So, yeah. Okay. Fourth Four team. Weeks. Well, technically, he was on Mark's team 3 weeks ago when he traded to me. And then, a week went by, I traded him to you. And you just traded him to Jeff. So he's getting tossed around. And now he's wide receiver two on Jeff's team. Is he going to play? He's got till Monday night. Jeff does have a lot of Monday night guys, but it's just Darren and Hunter. I'm going to go with Dave as well. I think Dave's got too many more weapons.
I think it'll be a sad Monday night for Jeff when his team doesn't get it done. I'm picking Dixie Normus.
I'm scared. I don't get a pick. But, I don't know. Kind of nervous. All right, let's go to Caleb's game.
Dark Brandon versus Bitch Boys and HUD. These are 2-2 teams. Both these teams have been the same all year. I think they're very similar in the way they play. Bob is the projected favorite in this matchup. 110-94 is the current projection. Very interesting enough, Ramondre Stevenson's projected 12.5 points. That just kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
Jeff projected 12.9.
I don't care about Jeff Wilson. Ramondre. I don't care about Jeff Wilson. But you do have Graham Gano in London, and that's a pretty big deal.
Aaron's going to love London.
You're right. I don't know. Kirk said it wouldn't be a good field for Aaron Rodgers, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Had a bad week.
I don't know. Dave, we can start with you since you just didn't pick on the last one.
I'm picking Caleb. I, like, want to pick Grandma. There's, like, some enticing things about Grandma's team this week. I don't think he's going to, like, have, like, a bad score or anything. I just think Caleb's going to win.
Hmm. Yeah, as much fun as I'm making of your team, Bob, I'm definitely picking you. I do like your team.
Trav on Monday night.
It's a good team. Monday night Trav sounds good. Long could be your days from when you were very depressed during the Titans-Bills game, falling to, 1-1 at that point?
1-2.
1-2. To now, you have a chance to redeem yourself on this Monday night. I'm going to go with the Brandons.
With Trav on Monday night, I don't even think you'll need to play him. You can sit him. I think you'll have the game locked up by then. I don't think HUD stands a chance. I think it's a blowout. I really want HUD to lose.
True.
He's in my division.
That would be good.
He's in second place.
That would be good.
Damn.
That would be good. Do we want to call Mark now?
I'll call Mark.
We got to get Mark back on the pod. Failed him last week. Everyone can ask him one insightful question.
What he learned by not being put on the podcast for a
week.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to reach him?
I'll feel bad if he doesn't answer.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
We can give him more. Let's give him chance.
Or maybe we can call someone, and if he calls back, we immediately hang up on the person within. Like, he gets priority.
That would be hilarious.
They would think you would have an addendum against him.
An addendum?
Yeah.
All right.
Your call has been forwarded.
All right, so yeah, let's call someone else. If Mark calls back, immediately hanging up on whoever. And then we'll just have to call them. I don't know. Maybe we... I don't know.
Who's next on the list?
I don't know. Bob's trying to get it.
Next on the list is JC.
Well,
Matthew Hunt. Matthew, I'm sure Hunt will answer. But he's the best person to hang up on for Mark. He's going to start blabbering. Hello.
Yo, what up, Bob?
You're on the
podcast.
Welcome.
What up, Matt Hunt?
Hey.
Welcome on.
4-0,
get
Matt.
Get shit
Hunt
on everyone in the league. Everyone is, this is too easy.
I was about to ask how are you feeling at 4-0? It's me and you at the top right now.
Oh, I'm Doogie almost just hit a cat on the road. I'm driving with Doogie right now.
Doogie.
Can we get a word from Doogie? Can we get a Doogie check?
Doogie, they want you to say something real quick. Hey, what up?
Hey, what up, Doogie?
Yeah.
Hey, say something to the rest of the league.
Yeah, I'm driving right now. I almost just hit a cat because I had my bows up.
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, heck yeah, Doogie.
Yeah.
Where y'all headed?
If I hit it, you know.
Yeah, where are y'all going to?
We're going to get a beer at a bar, and then we're going to a comedy night.
Oh, nice. Who's?
Are you the joke?
Dude, I hope there's some good jokes. You know, sometimes it's a lot of crickets when we've been before, but what? Sometimes there's some good ones.
Is this a high tone comedy night?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is it open mic?
Yeah, it's. Like, it's semi-open mic, as in, like, it's an open mic, but the past few times we've been, it's kind of like, there's a group, you know, that's usually there, and you gotta get there really early to sign up, so it's not like people are just wandering in and doing it.
Yeah,
I got like people trying out their stuff.
any more questions?
Yeah, Matt, why is your team so dumb?
Wait, what'd you say?
What?
What kind of beer are you going to drink?
I'm probably going to drink whatever my uncle's buying.
Do you think Sue's...
Ooh-wee.
Do you think Sue's going to beat you?
No, Sue is terrified to play me. I can tell. I know he's terrified because he's trying to sabotage me in the group message. Trying to degrade my players and this and that. You don't do that if you think you're going to win. That's a tactic you do when you're backed into a
You
corner.
Do that all the time to, like, everybody.
Well, I don't have much confidence in my team. These boys that have confidence in, I believe in them, and they believe in me. They buy in every snap, every play, and they bought into the philosophy I've been teaching. You know, it takes a few years to establish, but this is the year we're going to the promised land. I'd say it feels lonely at the top, but Andy's right there with me, so.
That's right. It feels good up there. What's Tyler Algier been saying? What's your analysis on that guy?
He's got two rookie running backs.
Is he going to be a gritty RB2 this week?
RB2?
Yeah. RB1.
He told me he's a rookie, you know, not just in my team, but in quote unquote actual football. So he's ready to take his shot, and he's gonna shine. He told me, you know, Tyler Huntley, boo. I said, don't worry about that, honey. You just worry about the ball in your hands and taking it to the crib every play, every down, okay?
What?
So I'm feeling pretty confident with him. I don't have to go give away my starting receivers for some bum running back. The offers I've been getting.
How does Hollywood Brown feel about you putting him on the block?
He knows. All year. he's a system player. You know, he's bought into the system. He knows he's not one of my all-stars. He came in, he's doing his job, and he's going to see the door. But, I mean, if he sticks around, then we'll forget it ever happened.
He won't remember it all.
I'm going to say one thing about you 1 week, and then the next week you're going to be my little my shining star. And they know that. You know, short memories around here.
I heard that if you don't make a statement by starting George Pickens over Hollywood this week, that you're soft manager.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
You know, funny you mentioned George Pickens. Listen, Link, he's on the block too. When Kenny Pickett came in, you know the two leading targeter, or who did Kenny Pickett target the most? Number one,
Deontay Johnson.
George Pickens, 30%. Number two, Pat Freiermuth. And then blank, blank, blank the rest of the team.
Congratulations that Kenny Pickett
were 1 and 2. You have two people
that Kenny Pickett is going to throw the ball to.
His little stubby hands.
With his little stubby hands. Is he even going to be able to get it there?
Kenny Pickett told me he likes little boys. And
wow.
What?
Yeah. Ryan Youth is a little young boy.
Wow.
We got to talk to Ryan.
That's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to alert Ryan.
Do that information which you will, but. But I had to go have two beers and then start staring at my fantasy team while looking at the jokes in the background. So
send a few trades over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Doogie going to do the Joker thing?
Frisky trade.
What'd you say, Bob?
Doogie's going to be the Joker meme tonight where he's like looking at the joke book on the stand-up comedy thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear you. Are you talking to me?
He was saying something about you and Doogie having a great time
at
comedy.
You know, Peanut said hi.
The biggest joke of the night is going to be when I pull up Daniel Seward's team.
Let's go.
Are you worried about Jared Goff at all?
That is the scariest player. But it's not quite Halloween, so I'm not too scared yet. It's just beginning October. Nothing's too scary right now.
Yeah.
Well said.
Especially because DeAndre Swift is out. That would lessen some blows for sure, but...
Don't even need him.
Yeah.
Love it.
DeAndre Swift. I gotta go for real, boys. But thanks for the call.
See you, Matt. Thanks for the time.
Bye.
It's Matthew Hunt.
Yeah.
Three people picked against him.
I'd say that was probably one of the best league interviews we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
Doogie. He answered every question very well.
Doogie was involved.
And we got Doogie. Yeah.
Talking about
work. Almost hit a cat.
Doogie things, running over cats.
Yeah. That was a nice feature. I feel like at some point we were going to call him, or we need to call Durs.
Make him answer.
We'll wait for that.
We're going to talk about punching a hole in our wall.
He's done.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about that last week, but.
Oh, we could prank call him, man. He was getting upset.
I actually need to hear about that. I didn't hear about that in person, so. Awesome, cool. Do we final word, Dave? You want to give us a final word?
Yeah.
Again?
I have to say, I love giving the final word. Yeah. Awesome. CAK Middle School Warriors look to go 10-0 this Thursday in the middle school championship. Woo! Let's go!
Fuck you, Grandma.
You gotta sing this
baby. The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Are we singing the whole song?
We'll just sit one verse. We were out on a date and my daddy's car. We haven't driven very far. In the lit up air. The car was stalled, the engine was dead. And stopped, so I swerved to the right. I lost my tail. Screaming tired, the Mustang last. The painful scream that I heard last. Where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.